Welcome to the Latin Wealth Podcast, a podcast dedicated to educating the Latino community about entrepreneurship, investing, and business.
Yo, what's going on, Latin Wealth family? Welcome to another episode to the Latin Wealth Podcast. And today we got a couple dope topics that we're going to be jumping into. One of the biggest ones out there that may be affecting you directly is Americans could lose access to TikTok. Yes, you guys have probably heard about it by now. There is a bill out that could potentially ban TikTok in the United States. They have about 6 months to either sell the app or it could be banned. We're going to jump into that, what it all means, and maybe some ideas of some buyers that could potentially buy the company. And then we're going to jump into some more AI talk. There's a AI race between the USA and China, and it's beginning to heat up a lot more. So we're going to be diving into that. And also, we spoke about it, I think, a couple weeks ago, where Apple, you know, needed to do something innovative with their phone. They came out with the headsets, and not just their phones, but the company as a whole, really. And the headsets wasn't as much of a hit as people thought it would be. So they've been in talks with Google's Gemini, their AI platform, about potentially getting that platform on iPhone. So we're going to be diving into that as well. A lot of good topics, a lot of the crazy things that's going on in the world right now. A lot of it is an interesting topic, so we want to dive into it. With that being said, welcome to another episode to Wealth Wednesday. My brother Jeremiah, how you feeling today?
I'm always giving the same answer. Nah, I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good. The topics will get interesting. I think we should like put up a poll after we get done with today, if we can, and like maybe tag a poll to see what people believe about AI. I see a lot of just fear mongering and stuff like that. So I kind of, we've just been really informative with it. So I kind of put up a poll. That would be great. Kind of figure out how, what people feel about it.
I will definitely post that. So diving right into it, the TikTok ban. All right. So lawmakers have tried long to regulate this platform because of its ties to China. It's really an episode about China, United States today, I guess. You know, they argue it can be threatening to national security because the Chinese government can use TikTok to spy an American or really weaponize it in a way to influence the U.S. Public by amplifying or suppressing certain content. And so what's really interesting is we actually seen this come out where I think on their TikTok platform, the things that the users that are using it, what they're seeing is more educational stuff, more things that are would help them and have a net positive impact on their society. And then they flipped it to some of the things that we're consuming, and I mean a lot of it is net negative for our society, right? So the House overwhelmingly passed a bill last Wednesday that gives ByteDance, which ByteDance owns TikTok, a choice to sell TikTok within 6 months or lose access to the App Store and the web hosting service in the United States. Now, if they don't sell it, there's potentially a bill that's going to become a law that would make it illegal to distribute apps developed by ByteDance specifically in the United States. So very interesting stuff. I want to run through a couple, you know, why is this even a big deal, right? So why are we talking about TikTok? Why is it all over? It's not only all over social media, but the news outlets and whatnot. TikTok has one of the highest engagement rates across all social media platforms, right? On average, the average person that consumes TikTok is on there for about 97 minutes per day. Versus the next number two on that list is YouTube, which I was actually surprised by. It's around 80 minutes per day people are on that platform. So, and then below that is like Facebook, Instagram is on the lower tier. $16 billion in revenue TikTok brought in 2023. You know, TikTok, I know that we is known for having a lot of consumers, but actually has a lot of creators on there that have careers, right? A lot of advertising dollars. And the last thing I'll say, there's about 2 billion users on TikTok. 2 billion users, anywhere from 2.1 to 2.4 billion users. With all that being said, Jeremiah, what are your thoughts about this situation?
Well, first and foremost, I mean, it's somewhat hypocritical of the United States that's always talking about people in other countries and how their censorship on technology, censorship on media, and all these things. And then you kind of, I don't know, you pass a bill to kind of censor your people. That's number one. The number two thing I would say is you're right. The majority of the things that are shown in China, Japan, other countries, especially in the Asian countries, are more educationally based. They've been far ahead of the United States educationally for years now, decades, right? And we know that. I mean, it's a running joke. No offense to anybody, not trying to be offensive, but it's a running joke, obviously, that Asians are always the smartest people in the class, right? And that doesn't come by mistake. That comes through practice and through tradition of placing education at a very, very high level and high importance. It's not important to the United States anymore. I think we're like 17th or 18th in the literacy rate. So, us as consumers, we've been consumers. And if it didn't come from China, wherever it came from, it could be here from the United States. We're still going to be net negative because that's a society and that's the way we think. And so, blaming China for that is kind of ridiculous, honestly, because they're in their society. It's a lot of it is about honor and about family, and it's like completely different from ours. So I don't think American society has any room to talk about or blame someone else from American society. That's just me. When it comes to the actual demographics and the schematics of how this is all working, and people here that are, creators. You just had Dean on not too long ago. He is a huge TikTok creator. Probably a large part of his following is on TikTok.
For sure.
Our brother Dean, and there's tons of people that that are TikTok creators, and this is paying their bills monthly, right? Now, I'll go back to Dean. Dean's material, what he's posting, some of it's fun, but most of it is informative and educational. He's talking about Puerto Rico and the history and the different. Various different relationships we have all around the world. So it's very informative. Now, there are things and are people that are going to be posting kind of random stuff or things that don't really bring much value. But at the same time, I think to have a sweeping law that just kind of demonetizes and takes away the opportunity for others to earn money simply because of its origin, I think it's a slippery slope. And I think what we end up getting on to is, what if Nike says of Nike, that's where I was going. What if China says you can't bring Nikes in because that's from Oregon? Well, the factory's over here, right? So what if they say we don't want the factories, we don't want any American, we don't want any American products of origin over here in our country? Then things get real slippery. We talked about Apple with the iPhone. We're going to talk about, in a minute, but I'm just showing you how these things are all interconnected. Apple has already been sliding in China with their sales of the iPhone, as well as the US, but it's even bigger in China. So what happens if they put a ban against Apple, which is the largest company right now? See, these are just things that you start to play with, right? And you don't really think about it in that grand holistic scale, but certain things set things in motion. Not to mention that there's already war-like tensions over Taiwan, right, with the United States and China. And so certain little passive and things that you do set things in motion to where now we're looking at a totally different, way of moving. And so I just hope that everybody, I hope the politicians and stuff, that they're thinking about this from a holistic point of view. Because banning TikTok is not going to stop people's brains from degrading. It's not going to stop the United States from being whatever it is. Somebody, another app will come up,
For
and
sure.
TikTok is just going to rebrand. They'll get a different LLC that's still ran by the same people, but it'll be American based. I mean, it's all a game, but I don't know. I'm trying to see where they're trying to get with this. Does that make sense? Like, where is the American, like, what are you really trying to get at with this? What are you trying to accomplish? What are you going to accomplish with that?
Yeah, 100%. And to your point that you made earlier about the type of content that's being amplified, I mean, if let's just say the TikTok, but let's just say ByteDance, they say, okay, in America, TikTok, we're going to amplify educational content. Guess what? We ain't downloading it out here to
Nobody's
America.
watching it. That's
We're
what I'm
not doing that.
saying.
It's just, it goes back to what you said. Like we are not moved by that as a society in America. We're moved by entertainment. We're moved by goofy stuff. Let's call it for what it is, you
Yeah,
know?
and
So,
violence.
and violence, 100%. Let me ask you this. Who do you think has the leverage in this situation? Do you think it's ByteDance or do you think it's the United States? Because the way I look at
Every,
it, yeah,
go
go
ahead.
ahead.
No, go ahead.
Now, I was
Go
gonna say the
ahead.
way I look at it is, what if ByteDance says, forget y'all, I don't want to sell the company. We'll just take it out of the United States. We won't even
That's what.
sell it to anybody out here. Why do we need to go that to that extent? We'll just keep it everywhere else in the world, really. 2
Why wouldn't they do
billion
it?
users worldwide. I mean, I can imagine a lot of that exactly.
Why
So
wouldn't they do that? 350 million people in the United States. To us, and this is a very warped sense of the world. To Americans, America's everything, right? But we got to realize that we're not, I mean, I won't say a smaller nation, but India's on the rise. India's got over a billion people. They're going to be the number one most populous country, right? They're a subcontinent, even more than China very soon. I think in like 12, 13 years, India will be the most populated country, right? So if they just go and focus on India, and what if that's all they focus on is just India and developing programs, then it's cool. They'll get a billion people versus the 350, 400 million that's over here in the United States. And so it's not like it's a deal. They kind of have all the power. ByteDance's own, right? Most Chinese companies are owned by the government, right? And so what if they go to them and say, hey, do you see the aggression that the Americans are causing? Why don't you call a note on some of that debt that they have with you? Why don't you make it to where they only have 6 months to pay a certain amount of debt or things get real spicy? And that's what I'm saying. You gotta really kind of like, what are you seeking to accomplish? What are you really going to accomplish by banning TikTok? Nothing. You won't stop anything. You're not stopping anything. You're not changing America for the better. You're not that, all that stuff. It's just propaganda. It means nothing. Like, you're not accomplishing anything. All you've done now is just piss off the Chinese government, which is not something that we need. I mean, there's bigger things to worry about to me than TikTok. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, it's actually pretty insane how big this has gotten. And I don't see a good scenario if it gets banned in the United States. Number one, for the creators and the people that have a career on these platforms.
I mean, they'll go to something else. Their
Yeah, but
Instagram, the following, it
yeah,
that
but
ain't,
it's
you
tough though.
know.
It's some people, I'll say this. Some people don't have the mindset to just like, oh, I'll just go to another platform. Some people only selectively build or exclusively build on TikTok. And if that goes, now they have to start from ground zero. Now, I'll say, I don't know what the percentage is. You know, there may
Sure.
be people out there that have like, okay, a good amount of following here and a good amount of following there. But I will say, I can only imagine there's a lot of people that blew up only on TikTok and couldn't do it on Instagram. So if that goes, then what? You know, so
True.
$16 billion in revenue in 2023. I'm not sure if that's only the United States or in total, but nonetheless, that's 16 with a B. You know,
Could
that's a lot
be.
of money. So that's my thought. I don't think I can't see a good scenario if it gets banned in the United States. It's tough.
Like I said, I don't really. What's the purpose of that? Why are we making this a big deal? It's just fear mongering. To hate the Chinese and all this stuff. I don't know. I'm an economic person. Strangely, in China, so their political system is communist, but their economic system is capitalism. Strangely enough, right? So, I mean, that's why we're here, Latin wealth, right? I'm focusing on the money. I mean, I don't know. I see this. There's a bunch of politics, and
Yeah.
it's an election year, and
It's
people are trying
also
to.
a power thing though. Like
It
we're
is.
gonna get into the AI, you know,
Yeah.
it's quote unquote a war right now, trying to figure out who is number one in this race, and they're trying to take, you know, their media platform. I will say a couple potential buyers, that these are some names that have been thrown out there, is Microsoft,
Course.
Oracle, Walmart, and I think Rumble made an offer, but I didn't think they came with a big enough bag.
Microsoft will get it.
Yeah, I think they're number one for sure.
Microsoft will buy it. I mean, Microsoft's market cap, they took back over. I think that they'll get it. I think Microsoft is back on its ascension. They started it with OpenAI, which has ties. I mean, you just got to look at it, but I think Microsoft end up getting it though. That'll be,
Microsoft has LinkedIn, right?
yeah, as well.
So they have, I mean, they have the capability of and the knowledge of how to run a platform, a social
I mean,
platform.
and think about Xbox. I mean, they're not
Yeah.
totally out of the space
Right.
of children and all. Like, they already have all these things to implement it. People
Right.
think of them, you think of Microsoft, you think of software, you think of computers, but they've been in the space of games and all that stuff for the longest time, since like 2000. So they have the know-how, they got the departments to do it, they have the income, the cash reserves. So I would say definitely Microsoft would be top runner to buy them. Some things will change, obviously, but then a lot of things won't.
I'm wondering why Google isn't in the mix.
With what, purchasing? I think Google's working on some things right now. Google's working on partnerships.
They ain't worried about that, huh?
And now I wouldn't just say they're not worried. I just think that they're worried about, there's some things that they're working on. The Google Pixel, the sales
Yeah.
of Google Pixel, I was looking at that increased last year. I think that they're trying to focus on some market shares.
Yeah.
iPhones dropped off a little bit. They're trying to gain some things that
Okay.
they have within their hands already. Bard is there. Like, I think they're just trying to make sure they can keep everything in front of them. And you
Yeah.
start to have too many balls on the table, and you can't keep up with everything. So I
That's a
think
good
that's a
point, because the reason why I brought that up, because I remember, what was it, 2012, when they had the platform called Google One, I think, or Google
Google
Plus.
One, Google Plus,
It was supposed to be a social media platform.
Google Circle.
Something like, I don't know what it was called, but anyway, I just thought it was like, okay, maybe they would, I thought they would try to get back into it, but that makes sense. You know, they got a lot on their hands as it is. So, very interesting. So, we've been talking about China and the United States, and something else that came out recently is the AI race between the US and China has been heating up. The two world superpowers are competing with each other for everything from, you know, AI design hardware to software to raw materials that powers artificial intelligence. And it's really interesting as I was looking deeper into it. And for the people out there that are wondering, why are we talking about AI so much? It's because it's here, right? Right before we hit record, I don't want to go off topic too much, but NVIDIA just rolled out, and maybe you can explain it a little bit better. You can go ahead and explain it a little bit better. They rolled out Groot.
So Groot is a sentient based in artificial intelligence. What does that mean? That means it feels. It legitimately takes in the environment and what's external, and it learns, right? So it actually has become, and they're placing this in a robot, and so the robot's going to learn and essentially become sentient. After years, I don't know if you guys remember Bicentennial Man, but he started off as a robot that was a servant, and then eventually they turned him into a little bit less than a human,
Yeah.
right? And so that's what you're seeing the beginning stages of right now, basically with Groot. That's where that's at.
And I was joking around before we hit record. I said iRobot, but that's essentially
That's what it is.
what we're looking at, right? And this is
Yeah.
real. And I definitely want to look more into it, and we'll probably come back one of these weeks as it develops more and talk about it. But again, US and China are the two countries that are really focusing on AI. And you know, China, they want to be the world leader in AI by the year 2030. You know, they've already been investing in autonomous vehicle technology. They have their own version of ChatGPT. You know, ChatGPT is a lot further along, but hey, they have their own version of it. So very, very interesting stuff. And even more interesting, back in 2022, the United States announced a bill to ban supercomputing chips and advanced chip making equipment to China and AI specific chips. So they're just they play hating. We're not going to sell to our competition anymore. That's basically what they were doing. So what are your thoughts about all this, Jeremiah?
Well, I mean, I go even deeper than that. This all started probably around 20, 25 years ago. You start to see China start to have steep investments in the Caribbean and in Africa. And nobody really paid attention to it. They just were there and kind of, taking over. Some African nations defaulted on debt, and China started owning more of African countries, and nobody really paid attention. But when you really start to look at it, what it is they're into places that have heavy concentrations of cobalt, iron, right? All these materials that are necessary, tin, right? That have all the components that make up chips. So China, years ago, 20, 25 years ago, started getting and acquiring the resources necessary to control the war that they're at right now. They said this has been like a 100-year plan basically to take over America because they were tired of it, right? I mean, link it to BRICS, right? BRICS nation said, well, we don't care about the we're not worried about NATO, we're not worried about the United Nations. We'll create our own United Nations of people that are tired of America running everything, and we want to change things up. This is something that's been growing. AI is just the next frontier that, as you continue to grow and continue to expand, this thing is starting to be so, like they said, the war now, it won't be physical and it won't be guns shooting at people. It's going to be an information war. It'll be who can get to, I'll give people an example. Most of us aren't old enough that are watching this, but if the people that are old enough to remember, if they watch it in the 60s, the race to the moon, the Russians and the United States were going back and forth, and it was a, it was like just, who could get there? They put something out in space first, and then we had to go a little further. That's the same thing that's happening here. It's just in the information age, and it's totally digital. Who can be faster and who can advance to that next level the quickest? Why? Because it's market share. Why? Because it's control of the earth, basically, right? China's been surging. They've been growing. Obviously, we've seen a lot of things like we talked about just earlier with TikTok and things like that. They've scaled in their literacy. They're top of the top thing there in literacy. Super intelligent workforce. The guys that are born in China got to go through the military. I'm giving like actual examples of things they've established to create a systematic takeover. What have we done here, right? That's really set us nothing. We've just had tons of money. And so what happens is, though, now we're starting to like the knowledge and people are catching up. And so AI is a like you said, it's a war of the minds, and how deep can this go, right? How does it affect us? Well, like I said, South America and Africa have the resources. So you start to see people that are controlling those two continents, and how do we move forward with that? How do we block them? You can't block someone in someone else's country. So what are you gonna do? You're gonna go to war to try to block somebody from something? It's a whole thing. And like history repeats itself. It's just in a different phase, basically.
So in this situation, how would you determine, how does anybody determine who is the world leader when it comes to AI? Because you mentioned Russia and the United States. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Physically, who's getting to the moon first? Okay, that
Right.
makes sense. But here, I mean, we rolled out ChatGPT, and I was reading that when that came out, that really surprised China. They were not expecting that. Eventually,
Yeah.
they came out with their own version of it
Sure.
soon after that. But
Sure.
how does one determine like who is winning this race? And I love what you, not to cut you off, I love what you said
Right.
about the market share, because I know some people are like, why is or are they even in a race, right? But you said something big. You said market share, right? When you talk
Yeah.
about like who are people are going to go to when it comes to AI and this technology, they're going to go to the people that are most well known.
Right. Well, it's 100% true. And I think that if you're really trying to scale and see who's winning, you look at who's hitting those checkpoints first. How many checkpoints do you have at the end of the decade? I mean, I want people to just stop right now and look back 10 years ago. 10 years ago, you never dreamed it would be where we are now. I'd even dare to say 5 years ago, you couldn't see it. You
That's a
couldn't.
fact.
You didn't, right? In 5 years, look how far we've come. Now think about in the future, you have nano computing, right? Quantum computing, like things just start to get very much quicker, and it's an elapsed time. And so you want to see at the end of 5 years, maybe, how many checkpoints and who's collected the most first checkpoints. That's who's winning, right? China's no fool. They knew they couldn't do it on their own. They formed, right? What did they do? They formed an actual conglomerate of countries with tons of money, right? They disrupted the petrodollar, dollar. So it's not the dollar that's used anymore. Like these are the strategic things that China has been doing to attack on in the right way. I'm not going to throw a nuke bomb. I'll destroy you internally with your economy, right? I'll devalue the dollar. It's not based on anything. I'll totally devalue the dollar. Now there's four or five different currencies that are worth more than the dollar. So that's how you really look at it, man. How what's your where's your currency at? Who holds the most first checkpoints? Like who can say we did this first, right? And then at the end, I won't say standard of living because it's a different type of living for them, but I mean, essentially, and in the end, probably in the next 10 years or so, you start to see China catch up to where, yeah, they have a whole bunch of people, but it starts to look more and more and more advanced. And that's, and so it's like those three factors is what I would say would determine who's the world power. Because it's the fact that you asked that question, it's a question now. It was never a question in the past.
For
Everyone
sure.
knew US. Now you kind of have to think. You're like, well, I mean, I don't. China's kind of really, really strong. Like, right. So you have to kind of stop and think. Russia's kind of, and that's how it is now. It's not a definite, just number one. Now, us as Americans will always say, right, USA number one, all that. That's great. But like, literally in the world, it's not a definite thing anymore. So I think that that's very telling that you even had to ask that question, that it was never a question.
Yeah, and it's to me it's becoming a lot more balanced. The best way that I can compare it is like
Sure.
the NBA right now. It's like you got five, six teams that could all win, but back in the 90s it was just the Bulls. That was it.
Now, let's talk about that. And this is revolutionary thing, quantum leaps, right? Or black swan events that cause these things. It really actually started with in the NBA, we're relating it. It started really with the big three in Boston that nobody really talked about. That's what really started it. But
For
then
sure.
LeBron and them, that's what got the publicity, and that was a super team. Everybody started realizing you got to have two or three stars on the team to
There it
compete.
is.
And then all the teams started doing it, right?
There it is. There it is.
And they even better, evenly, the NIL in college, right? You had a certain, for the longest time, for like 12, 13 years, Alabama,
Alabama.
UCLA were going to be in the championship. Nick Saban quit coaching because now he's not, you're not the man anymore. Now the money's even the game out. You
He had
got
no control.
mid-major. Yeah, you don't have any control.
Yeah,
Now,
you're
if you
right.
just got money, you can recruit. And so that's kind of how it is in this economic space. You know, things are even out. United States isn't, we're not far ahead of people anymore. And it's pretty even. Just starting to see who wants it more and who wants to be the most innovative, who wants to put forth the most effort. Right. That's why it's very important that we support Elon and his efforts, right? And I'm not trying to get off topic, but these AI and these things, these leaders like that, very revolutionary leaders, you don't have to agree with them on his politics and stuff, but innovators like that, that's going to take you. And Steve Jobs was one, right? Bill Gates was one. These type of people, you have to support them to a degree, right? Because especially Elon, he's trying to get you to Mars. That now that, and if that's powered via engineering and AI, and that makes that possible, that's a big check mark. That's a check mark that can never be taken. And that says here on Earth, if Earth is still standing, the United States kind of gets like, oh, you get your credibility back, right?
You get solidified for sure.
Yes. Yes.
100%. We got a couple more minutes. I just want to quickly bring up this last article, this last topic regarding Apple. Keeping it with AI, Apple is in talks to use Google's Gemini AI on iPhones. All right, so reports have came out that they want to use some of Google Gemini's for their new AI or for the new AI features to set to release on its iOS operating system later this year. So typically in the month of June, Apple has this this conference. It's called WWDC, where they offer, where they really talk about new developments that are happening within the company, new technologies, new features, and stuff like that. And it's supposed to be an exciting time for people because they come out, they listen, they're like, new things are happening. Sometimes they release new products, but typically it's information about what's to come. And so this is when it's expected that, they're going to make some type of move when it comes to AI and their platform and their phones and really the company as a whole. Because when it comes to this AI race with Apple and these other companies, they're really in dead last. They haven't made any moves, and we know Apple is slow to make moves. So say all that to say, WWDC in June, we should expect that they announce something. If they don't, it could get ugly. It can get real ugly.
It's already gotten ugly for Apple. And I'm people are like, you're an Apple hater. I'm like, no, I got stock. I got Apple stock, right? I mean, I won't have no phones. Chris got on me. I got another phone. Chris, like, bro, you're not. I'm like, no, never, never, ever. But I'll say this: it's been ugly for Apple. Not that it's getting ugly. It's been ugly. You failed miserably with your headset. I'm gonna go ahead and tell you guys. You, I don't know if you're watching, but if you're watching, you failed. Mark dismantled you, like piece by piece, and it was all factual. That was the greatest. It wasn't even trash talking. Mark, like, just like. He went through your whole entire product because he'd been studying your product, right? And just killed it. And everyone started returning their headsets, which is crazy. Like, so that didn't do it. You then followed up 2 to 3 weeks later, you canceled the book, the Apple Card. Done. Scrapped it. Just waste of years. That's done, right? Yeah. Apple's got to do something. Maybe this with Google will get you back. You're already way behind because Microsoft's got ChatGPT. And of course, Microsoft's integrated with Meta, so that's a whole thing that's going on over there. So it's like, go ahead, yeah, go ahead.
I was just gonna ask. So this Google Gemini that they want to add in, it's essentially like ChatGPT, and they just want to install it on the iOS. So when you update your phone, you'll have some type of AI platform on your phone, but that doesn't move me. I don't know.
They need to work.
I
They
gotta see
need.
the fe I gotta see the
They need to
future.
work on. They need to work on integrating it with Siri. You integrate it with Siri, where Siri can give you realistic type. That now that changes it a little bit. Voice to speak integration thing like that. Okay, all right. You move with me a little bit now. Maybe that's what they're in the space that they're moving in, but it's still behind. And Apple has had this problem since Steve Jobs died. The innovation is gone. You don't have innovation. They got to find something that's going to move people. When you're an avid Apple person, I don't give a crap about Apple. Outside of the stock, I'll never own anything Apple. But you love Apple and you're like, I'm not moving. That's a problem.
What I'm trying to say is, and how I'm thinking is, for someone that's looking to buy an Apple product, a phone or something like that, is that going to be the thing that's going to sell them? Is that going to be the thing that gets them over? I got to see the features and whatnot, but from what I'm hearing, I don't think so.
I mean, don't know, man. Apple's like just a Apple's a champion brand, and I think that the majority, and we talked about this, the majority of their user base has dropped already. Like it's dropping. You see it. Less iPhones are being sold because the allure of whatever that was in our generation, it's not there anymore. These new kids are coming up, and there's nothing to really. What are you wowing people with? There's nothing there. It's not. It's just a phone. I mean, it's nothing different. It's just a phone. You don't got emojis in it. Everybody got emojis. Like it's all the same thing. What's really different? What are you? Well, I can see your bubble on blue. Who cares? What else? What are you doing? Apple's got to come with something. I think that Google, this will be a good look for them. We were just talking about, you asked why Google's not looking to do the whole TikTok thing. This is probably has a lot to do with that.
Makes sense. Makes sense. Cool. A lot of great information. Jam-packed episode. If you guys enjoyed this episode or learned something from this episode, go ahead and share it with one other person that needs to hear this episode. And if you could do us a huge favor and leave us a rating and review on the platform that you're streaming on. So whether it's Spotify or Apple Podcasts, I know Spotify It's right there at the top. You can go ahead and hit five star review and then leave a review as well. On Apple, you have to scroll to the bottom to find it. But nonetheless, it would be greatly appreciated if you can leave a rating and review. And with that being said, it's the Lad Wolf family, and we'll catch you guys next week. Peace.
Peace, guys.